The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Time for Name That Tune. Academy Awards edition.
Yeah, we're going to the Oscars, guys. Now, if you've never played Name That Tune before, that's okay. I'll explain the rules to you. It's easy to follow along with. I've got tunes for you to name and clues that go along with them. I read the clue first because those are the rules. And if you know the tune based on the clue, buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Test it right now.
Wings.
Oh, Steve tested it with his mic off.
But you still heard me.
I heard you. If you don't know the tune based on the clue I give, don't worry. I'll play the tune for you and same rules. Your name is your buzzer. Test them again.
Steve.
Oh, beautiful. You guys ready for tune and clue number
yes.
one?
Mm-hmm.
Oscars edition. Here we go. And I just deleted my note on accident, and we're back. A number of James Bond themes have won Oscar for Best Original Song over the years, but there's none more grand and breathtaking than Tommy.
No Time to Die by Billie Eilish.
No. Oh. There's none more grand and breathtaking than this song, performed for the film of the same name.
Maitland.
Adele,
Skyfall.
Oh, man, there's been so many.
The best
one.
Oh,
it's so
good.
She can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's going places.
She's fine.
If I could sing like her, I think I would never speak again. I would only sing.
Mm-hmm. You'd sing lyrics everything. Like everything was a Broadway play?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Maitland gets the point, and we continue on with tune and clue number two. As a classic song from the 1970s, this song was one of the most impeccable choices included on the soundtrack to Forrest Gump. It's the song that plays while Jenny climbs out onto
Maitland.
The balcony's edge.
Oh.
Maitland.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird.
Yep.
Mm. It's out hot.
This film brought home Best Picture, Best Actor in a Leading Role, Best Director, Best Visual Effects, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Film Editing on the 67th Academy Awards in 1995.
Dang. That scene when she does that.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna kill him. That's tense.
Yeah. All right. We move on with tune and clue number two. May with an early lead. Nobody else on the board. You've got time to come back, actually. Tune and clue number three. Just like the film it comes from, this song has the power to instantly cue the waterworks. With this singer's masterful vocal ability and the instantly recognizable and haunting melody. From composer James Horner, the famous track swells with emotion. It devastatingly pays tribute to one of the most tragic love stories in cinematic history. You can't think of Jack and Rose.
Maitland.
Oh.
Maitland.
Yeah. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Like, I knew what you were talking about from the first word, and I could not think of the name of the stupid song.
I feel you.
That is how I know you. Go on. Far across the distance and spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on.
Did we talk about this recently? Like, I feel like I read an article on this where this actual version of it, like the version that all of us know, the one that played on the radio a billion times and was in the movie, was like take one of one for her.
Probably. She's an angel.
Somebody gave her, like they came to her with this and they were like, here, this is, they want this for a movie that they're going to be doing. And she didn't even really want to do it.
So she just
went into the studio and
half-assed her way through it.
Half-assed it. And that was it. Not fair.
Every girl in our school sang this for our talent show after this came out.
That's a long talent show.
Yeah. It was either this or Shakira.
Right?
Like, all right. Mm. We love a good flute.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, nothing rocks harder.
Very whimsical.
Yeah. That is a whimsical instrument.
All right.
The oboe.
Maitland's still crushing all of you guys as we go into Tune and Clue number 4. This rapper broke ground with this song from his semi-biographical film and became the first hip-hop song to ever win an Oscar in 2003. Hot Wings.
That is Lose Yourself, Eminem.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd roars so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up. There goes gravity, oh, there goes gravity. Choke, he's so mad, but he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it, he knows his whole back.
What a great song.
Oh my God.
I mean, still, really.
22 years later, and I'm still so amped every time it comes on.
I mean, yeah. It's still used for every montage before a big game. Like, you know, the Lions used it.
Yeah.
Didn't work this year, but the year before it worked a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we continue on with Tune and Clue number 5. This film has always been met with mixed reception, but there's no doubt the music stands out. While the film's other main track people know, Maniac, was also nominated for an Oscar, this song won the Oscar in 1984. It was a number one single then and is one of the most notable songs to come out of the 80s. It perfectly captures the lead character played by Jennifer Beals in the movie. Hot Wings.
Oh, boy. Flashdance, Irene Cara.
Flashdance, comma, what's the rest of the song name?
I don't remember.
I can't give it to you.
Steve. Flashdance, theme from Flashdance.
No. Oh, good try. That would have been an amazing steal.
I'm going to give it to Hot Wings since he seemingly is so close. It's Flashdance, What a Feeling.
Oh.
By Irene Cara.
Yeah. And this is like an 11-year-old when she was dancing for the judges in a leotard and leg warmers on over the chairs.
You become a man that day.
I liked Friday afternoon videos when this was out, I can tell you that. We'll do one more?
Let's do one more. With Tune and Clue number 6, this is Name That Tune, Oscar-themed. This movie helped create one of the most famous pop songs of all time, which plays during the iconic final scene in this movie. The dancers take the stage as Johnny and Baby for their final dance, and he lifts her up in the air with a move that Hot Wings has recreated many times.
Yo, so many. So many. Gosh, what is the name of this stupid song? It's,
What a feeling, lose yourself.
My heart will
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
In three, two.
Oh, your baby's
one.
In a corner, man.
Who buzzed in next?
Name of it.
Tommy. Tommy?
Not me.
I think I did.
Okay, free beer. What a feeling.
So effective. Time of Your Life by Bill Medley and Jennifer. Never mind.
Steve.
You're on the right track. Wrong words. Steve.
It's I've Had and then The Time of My Life in parentheses.
Sure.
By Bill Warren. No, by Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren.
No.
I feel like mine was just as close as that butchered claptrap.
No, you forgot the half the words.
You both get a claptrap.
You forgot I've Had. Of Your Life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
Time yeah.
Yeah, Steve
Boy,
didn't know any of it.
I bet you sure feel dumb.
Yeah, I do.
I love when it kicks in and it's like. Right here.
It's cool. It goes from a ballad to a cool pop song.
I love it when songs have blues riffs.
I never liked this movie. Thought it was stupid because I'm a guy. But I like the people that have taken this and taken that scene and put the theme show to the Muppets to it, and it really works.
Yeah,
like it syncs up perfectly with the way they're dancing.
Oh, they also did it with I've seen it with Kendrick Lamar too.
Yeah.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
since the Super
me.
Bowl.
Yeah. So we take each other's hand
because we seem to understand the urgency. The best part of this song is when he very gravelly says, I thought it was later in the song.
I was like, I think you're talking about this part.
Wish
here.
I had shut up so I could hear it.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is what he's doing right now where I'm talking.
Very
just
target
remember.
Lady.
Just remember. Everybody try the Bill Medley Remember. Maitland.
Just remember.
Alex.
Just remember.
Kelly.
Just remember.
Steve.
Just remember.
Tommy.
Just remember.
It sounds like his voice hasn't changed yet.
You sound like Rolf the dog.
If I had a girlfriend, she'd be really mad.
I tried my best.
Just remember.
Just remember.
Just remember.
Yeah. Wow.